Much discussion has taken place since the Paris bombings about allowing Syrian refugees into our borders. Rebecca Knudsen from Lutheran Social Services talks about refugees in South Dakota.
Syria is a relatively new global conflict. Throughout the whole country, there have been under 1,500 people resettled so far. So, and that speaks to the process that happens before people arrive. There's a system of background checking, security clearances, and interviews that happen, and that takes a minimum of 18 months to 2 years before somebody can get approved through that.
Knudsen says based on how refugees are resettled, she doesn't anticipate Syrian refugees relocating in South Dakota.
Approximately 60% of the cases that we resettle locally are what we call family tie cases. We don't have a significant Syrian or Arab population in South Dakota, so we wouldn't expect to see large numbers of those cases. There are other parts of the country where there are existing communities where we would expect most of that resettlement to occur.
The background checks and security clearance screenings are done on a federal level, and the local organizations, such as Lutheran Social Services, help with resettlement after the clearance has been given. I'm Beth Warden reporting.